Number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits plummeted last week to the lowest level in more than half a century. Another sign the U.S. job market is rebounding rapidly from last year's coronavirus recession. Jobless claims dropped by 71,000 to 199,000, the lowest since mid-November 1969. An 8-year-old boy became the 6th person to die as a result of a man driving his SUV into a suburban Milwaukee Christmas parade. Daryl Brooks has already been charged with 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, a charge that carries a mandatory life sentence if convicted. And in Brunswick, Georgia, jury deliberations in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial continue for a second day. The Dow is down 103 points, and the NASDAQ is down 7. This is SRN News.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet, where you'll find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpet, across from Walmart Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All things considered, not a bad holiday weekend forecast. No major storm systems on the way. It'll be cool at times, though. Today's high temperature will be in the lower 60s, a little breezy later on, sunshine. Clear skies, chilly tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds, a warmer afternoon, high temperature up around 70, not bad. Scattered showers holding off till later on Thursday night, then it'll turn breezy and much cooler again on Black Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Marion Mayor Dexter Hinton says the city was notified Monday that the IRS had put a levy on the city's bank accounts and frozen them. And as a result, the city would not have been able to pay bills or make payroll. Hinton says the issue stems from $694,000 in back taxes the city owes. But on Tuesday, the freeze was lifted as the city made good with the IRS. Both Publix and Winn-Dixie say they are limiting the number of some items sold to customers ahead of Thanksgiving. Publix is limiting customers to 2 each of canned cranberry sauce, pie filling, jarred gravy, cream cheese, and bacon. Winn-Dixie is limiting turkeys to 1 per customer. Both stores blame supply chain issues. A Montgomery Christmas tradition that didn't happen last year because of the pandemic will soon be back. The Christmas parade returns downtown. This year's parade will take place on Dexter Avenue on Friday, December 10th. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Saturday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 40% off all undecorated, pre-lit, lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garlands. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guy gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, then get ready to pay up. The IRS has giant private collection agencies actively tracking down folks who owe the IRS. So if you think dodging them was stressful in the past, it's going to get a whole lot tougher. Optima Tax Relief has this advice. Don't wait. Solve your tax problems now before it's too late. Optima Tax Relief works to stop the demand letters, stop the aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS collectors from targeting you. Ask Optima about the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, and nobody knows this program better than they do. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and they get results, having resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get a fresh start. Call today for your free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Joey.
Hello. How you doing?
I love walking into the studio to find Jack.
Likewise.
That's so cool.
Yeah, he was looking good today.
He was looking good.
And sounding good.
In his purple shirt. I might have to post the picture I took of us.
Yeah, it was a good show the day before Thanksgiving.
I should have gotten a picture in front of the News Talk sign. Man, Jack, if you're listening, come back in. He's probably listening. He's probably like, nope, not happening. For what it's worth, there aren't a lot of people I'd turn around and come back for either. So today's show is a little bit more Thanksgiving-y themed.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get into Thanksgiving goodies and Thanksgiving fun on your program?
A little bit. Yes.
A little bit. I'm going to get desserts. I told y'all I'm having a dessert party, so I'm pretty excited about this. I'm going to go look at some properties around the Montgomery area. Woot, woot.
Nice.
This commute will be the death of me.
Yeah.
Well, I got on the road this morning and I like totally blanked on the fact that I was going to be putting myself in holiday traffic.
Mm.
So people, and I'm sure I'm going to catch it the other way too. People go in either north or south for the Thanksgiving holiday. And so I was like, why are you people on the road? And then I was like, oh,
right.
Wait, this is busy because it's, you know, Thanksgiving and everything. So, oops, that'll be fun. So later on today, I believe we have Todd Stacy and Judge Talmadge East coming in. We're having a little technical difficulties with the schedule here, but that's part of the fun. I have in my hand, do you see what I have in my hand?
Yes.
I have a pile of pretty News Talk baseball caps. And so I'm going to be giving these away. We got 2, 4, 6 in my hand here, and I'm going to leave them places for y'all to find details to come on that.
No, those are great hats. I wear a lot of hats, and it's a high quality hat right there.
It's a pretty little hat there we got going on. So, yes, hats for Thanksgiving because I'm just that ridiculous. So we didn't do the giveaways this week because it was a baby week. It was a little short week. But we will get back to the drawings next week. I did not do... I have a listener just sent me a picture of me at the beach, and I'm not going to say that's creepy, but listener who just sent me the picture of me, I have no idea where you got that. I'm going to guess Facebook and do listeners do that to you?
What?
Oh, do they send you pictures of yourself?
No. Well, sometimes if it's an actual memory I posted a while back. Like, there was one when I first started with Dan Aplemarie. This had to be 10 years ago. Now, it was actually 9. You know how Herman Cain came through?
Yes.
And you were probably working with him at that time. And Dan put on this big event, and it was, like, overflowing from the RSA Activity Center. Somebody found a shot of me in the picture with Herman meeting folks, and it's like, look at baby Joey there.
Aw, that's cute.
Yeah, I look like Rittenhouse. Ooh, that's not good.
Okay, so this is what I literally just got. Straight Talk, the person wants to make this, and I would love to tell you the person's name, but I don't know their name. I don't know who it is, but they just sent me an idea to put a picture of me in a swimsuit on a t-shirt. I have Straight Talk with April Marie on ball caps, but
they downloaded a photo of you in a bikini.
I take it back. It's not a bikini. It's a one piece, but it's...
In a swimsuit.
You're seeing this now.
I mean, it's not...
It's not a risque photo.
Yeah, it's fine. It's like you're at the beach. Yeah.
It's... Well, I don't post risque photos anymore.
Anymore. I have to go into those MySpace archives.
I told you, there was a phenomenal one that we had to delete when I was running for office that was me dancing on a bar top at Coyote Ugly.
Nice.
I had a few solid years where I would say I lived a little bit of a trash lifestyle.
You know, and I make a lot of jokes, and the battle of the sexes thing is fun, but there is a massive difference between women online especially and the incoming in your direct messages. It's a little different than my experience.
I don't even get off my social. Actually, get off my personal social media. Go to my radio social media. Although I don't post on that as frequently as we should. All right. So today's conversations are a lot of Thanksgiving conversations. We're gonna have a conversation with some elected officials. I believe we're gonna have Ziegler, Tim James, possible candidates, and a couple others on to talk about their Thanksgiving traditions.
Awesome.
And we may get written answers from a few. So we're gonna have a just all around good time. Before. I'm totally cracking up at this. So just okay. Deep breath. Here we go again. We're doing a reset of the fun in my DMs. I got a message yesterday on the Dylan Rings Black Friday sale. And you guys know how much I love myself some Josh and Leslie. And so I pretended I hadn't gotten it from Leslie, and Josh sent it to me. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Thank you. But they're both they're both so fantastic. And I got it twice. But your Black Friday, they're having the Black Friday sale. It's going on now. There's a Black Friday gift with purchase this year from November 22nd to November 29th. There is, if you buy a piece of jewelry between $299 and $999, you get a free trail camera. How fantastic is that? That'll get the gentlemen out there buying their ladies some jewelry. If you buy jewelry between $1,000 and $1,999, you get free AirPods. And with any purchase over $2,000, you get a free, they're going to give you a Chromebook up to a $250 or a $250 value. So great buy one gift, get one gift kind of situation going on there. Buy one gift, get yourself a little something, something, especially that trail camera. So check out Dylan Rings. You guys know where to find them. They are at 119 Brown Springs Road. 119 Brown Springs Road off Atlanta Highway. You can find them online at Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N Rings on Facebook or dylanrings.com online. Follow them on Facebook. You can see their sales. They do some Facebook Live video stuff. It's pretty entertaining. Before we, Soldier, will you hold tight? We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll take calls 272-9228.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. You can follow her on social media at April Marie on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget to follow and like News Talk 93.1 while you're there.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming.
coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold odors that are repaired when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money. Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
You're in the radio business, it helps to put your headphones on, get your mic back before the commercial break ends. I found the photo. It was on my Instagram. Joey's shaking his head. Joey, can we get a picture of you on in a swimsuit on t-shirts?
Yeah, let me work out some more first. I've been eating and drinking a lot lately. I got me a big old gut.
Yeah, I'm not exactly the size I was in that photograph, which was only like 2 months ago. All right, Soldier Boy on the line.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call, April.
Hi,
hey, you were talking about Dylan Rings. You were mentioning about a camera. What is that, a field camera? What kind of camera?
It is a a deer camera. And let's see.
It's an outdoor camera then, huh? You put on a tree or something?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I guess I can't be flouncing around the woods anymore, my Speedo playing my flute anymore.
Do you do that?
That might be... Well, you never know. If the camera, I deny it, of course.
Well, if there's camera footage.
Yeah, if you got camera footage, maybe it'll be on a t-shirt. That'll be a hot seller.
I have.
You think the smiley face from the 70s was a hot seller? Shoot. I'll be great on that one. You'd buy one, wouldn't you? Oh, I'd give you one for Christmas.
You could give me one for Christmas. You could.
Yes, yes. And your kids would look at it and say, Mom, what the heck is that?
What is happening?
Hey, I see Papa Joe got his physical last week, right?
He did. They said he was physically fit.
Yeah, they talked about his teeth. I've never heard anybody talk about a president's orthodontist.
Teeth. Yeah, somehow.
I guess his dentures are okay, but so are Lincoln's. But his were carved out of wood, though. But you know, might be the same. And they didn't do a cognitive test. What's up? They did it on Mr. Trump big time. The media cried and screamed for it.
I don't remember. Did they do one on Trump? I thought
they
didn't.
Yes, they did. Yeah, he said, fine, I'll do a test. And he did a 30 out of 30. Remember, Joey?
He was very proud of it, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why not? Why doesn't our president take a cognitive test? I think that's important.
Oh, he took the, okay, he took the test that shows dementia.
There you go.
So he took the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, which is a 10-minute test, and I'm very familiar with this test, oddly enough. They have you... they have you do things like Joey, like they'll tell you three random words like duck, spoon, house, and then they'll ask you at different time intervals to say the words back.
Yeah, they asked me to say elephant and bear and lion, and I have the best brain.
You know, see where we started?
An Ivy League college, you know.
What words did I say?
I wasn't paying attention. Duck, spoon, or something else.
I noticed also too. He took that colonoscopy.
He did. It made. I think he did that literally to make Kamala, to be able to pass the powers to Kamala for a minute.
Yeah, because when he was knocked out, I guess, for half an hour or something, it technically made her president. Is that correct?
That is correct. She had the presidential powers. It was like an hour and a half or something.
Whoa. Well, I heard the good news, though, the results, though. They didn't find any polyps in his colorectal, but they did find his head and... I heard found Hillary's emails, too.
You are terrible, Soldier Boy.
Well, they found his head in there because his head up his rectum.
You're a mess. You're an absolute mess.
Well, they found Hillary's emails, too.
85 minutes, by the way. He was knocked out for his colonoscopy for 85 minutes. All right.
I wonder what he was dreaming about.
You're a mess. All right. We're going to Tim James. You were fun to talk to. All right, so we're going to have different people calling in throughout the show, candidates and elected officials alike. I have non-political, 10 friendly, non-political questions to ask them, just so we can get them to know them a little better. On the line, the first up for today's round robin of Thanksgiving. Did I say Christmas a second ago? I think I did. For our Thanksgiving Christmas, or this Thanksgiving... The first up for our Thanksgiving questions is Tim James. Hi, sir. How are you today?
Hello, April Marie. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, I just got tongue-tied there for a second. I was so excited to start playing Get to Know You with some of our various statewide people. I would say candidate, but we're not a candidate quite yet. We're just going to breeze through these. You ready for Thanksgiving, by the way?
I am. I'm actually in Montgomery today. I was sent on a mess of errands.
There you go.
By my boss.
All right. Wise woman over there. Okay, number one, what is something you're grateful for this year?
I am just obviously, like so many, just grateful for my family. For the first time, I have three grandbabies, one four-year-old and two new ones, and they will all be in Greenville, Alabama, together for the first time. So that's certainly something to be grateful for.
All right. Question two. Who is someone you're grateful for this year? You kind of rolled that into the first one, but ask you for one specific person you're grateful for.
I would say my wife, Angela, of, I guess, 38 years.
Wow.
And she's hung with me through ups and downs and everything else. So.
All right. Number three, what is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
April Marie, you're getting personal now. I'm sort of old school. I like, the old school turkey dressing and cranberries and that sort of thing, biscuits. So,
the whole meal. You're not
breaking the whole thing the way the old school way with plenty of calories.
All right. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dessert? You got to pick a pie or a cake.
I would say cheesecake. That's easy.
Good one. Okay. What dish do you skip and hope your wife or no one notices?
Sweet potato casserole.
Oh, my goodness.
If I can help it.
Tim James, I am an undecided candidate, and you just got dinged a half a point. That is my favorite thing in the
Thanksgiving.
Hold on. Thanksgiving.
I thought we were going to breeze through these. Don't give them a
hard time.
Does
that mean we're opposites in some regards?
That is my favorite dish. All right. Hold on. Number six, what is your favorite way to eat leftovers?
We after Thanksgiving, we'll eat them for 2 days and just heat it up and heat your dressing up in turkey and in the microwave and just eat it on a paper plate.
Do it all again. Okay. Number seven, does your family have any Thanksgiving traditions, or are you hoping to start some now that you've got these grandbabies around?
Well, we do, and of course, like so many families, they will alternate Christmas here and then not. This is our year with Thanksgiving, and we've been doing it a long time and really, you know, do the whole thing. So it's just being together is what it's about.
Okay, now this is a very controversial one, okay? Are you ready?
Bring it on.
Yep. Who will you be cheering for the Iron Bowl?
That's not hard. I'm an Auburn man. You know that.
Warrior.
Okay, I'm going to let you just skip through elaborating on that. Do you watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I do. I do. That's the Macy's. Is that right?
Yep. The Macy's Day Parade with the floats.
We do. Angela will turn it on first thing in the morning, and I go in and out, but it normally is on the television or two televisions all morning.
All right. Number 10, do you go Black Friday shopping? And kind of have you ever been required to get up silly early to go buy one product? No. Oh, you are a lucky man.
I have never been Black Friday shopping in my life. My wife has, but that's not my thing.
I did it once. It was a nightmare. And then the final question, giving you the floor for just a minute to wish our listeners a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you, and I do wish you and everyone at the station and everyone listening a happy Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for in this country in spite of what's going on, and sometimes it's best to just sort of put your eyes above what's going on in the world and remember the Lord is in control, and we are a nation that was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and we need to remember that at Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking a moment out of your Thanksgiving planning to give us a call to talk over these Thanksgiving questions. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
You have a happy holiday.
Have a good holiday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. So that was the first of several calls we're going to have today on Thanksgiving Day traditions for people around the state. Sam on the line. Hey, Sam.
Hey,
I'm
Marie. Thank you for taking my call. Happy Thanksgiving. It's a lot to be thankful for. But I completely forgot. Oh, listen. Earlier, our buddy Duke, he was talking about cooking a turkey for the first time, and I just wanted to give him a little bit of advice. It's the oven bag. You put the turkey in the bag, and you can't go wrong. I've been doing it for years, and it's perfect every time. So,
okay, good to know.
That's just a little thing. Other than that, the only picture I've got that I cherish is my little picture of Joey. I keep it in a locket around my neck. And when you started up somebody sent me a picture, I could hear trouble in your voice.
It's something else, I tell you. It's something else.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, I'm loaded up. As soon as I get off here, I'm headed up the road. Today I think would be a good day to stop by and see the coffee shop.
Ooh.
Up at the Sweet Creek. I got time on my hands, and we'll go from there.
All right. Well, tell Reed and Karen Ingram that I said hello.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good weekend.
You too. I just look up and Joey is giving me the strangest face. That just happened in real life. All right, we've got a call on line one. I'm asking Joey to multitask here. It's thoroughly entertaining. It's what?
Hit the break.
Okay, we're gonna hit the break and come right back. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air with a big thank you for our customer support. Please take a moment to be thankful for your blessings this season. We wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
We're here with David Little. And David, it's the holiday season, so what's happening over at Tucker Pecan?
Look who just came in shopping for their Christmas needs. We've got Foster Gump and his friend Lieutenant Stan. What'd y'all find?
Well, David, we went down to Tucker Pecan and we found the most freshest pecans and candies we have ever seen. We have got local jellies, local jams, and we've got purses. We've got necklaces. I mean, it is a dream. And if we got family and friends back over in Greenbow that we want to send pecans and gifts to, and all we have to do is give you a name and address and you take care of the rest. And you know, Lieutenant Stan, he's over there in the ice cream cooler. I can't get him out of it. But if you need to go shopping, you come to Tucker Pecan, located in downtown Montgomery. Well, thank you for coming by, Foster. We can't wait to see you. Y'all come see us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All things considered, not a bad holiday weekend forecast. No major storm systems on the way. It'll be cool at times, though. Today's high temperature will be in the lower 60s. A little breezy later on. Sunshine. Clear skies. Chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. A warmer afternoon. High temperature up around 70. Not bad. Scattered showers holding off till later on Thursday night. Then it'll turn breezy and much cooler again on Black Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. This is the Wednesday, which is actually Joey and I's Friday because we are doing best of tomorrow and Friday.
Indeed.
I'm going to have a rolling cast of Alabama politicos on the line throughout the day answering 10 simple questions about their holidays. And so we are next up on the line is John Merrill, Secretary of State John Merrill. How's it going, sir?
Hello, April Marie. I hope you're doing well, my young friend.
I am doing so well, and I'm currently, I have a very entertaining bit of information to share with the listeners, but I'm going to wait until you're off. So everybody hold tight, because I have a very entertaining story to share with you. Let me just start by saying, before we get to your questions, thank you, Randall. If you come back, I'll have something for you in return. So Randall, if you're listening, turn around and come back. I got something for you. Okay. So on the line for this this lovely Thanksgiving special show we're doing is John Merrill, Secretary of State. And we're going to dig right in here. These are just kind of rapid fire Thanksgiving questions. We did them at Christmas last year, and that's what we're going to do today. Number one, what is something you're grateful for this year?
Well, I am grateful to the people of the great state of Alabama for them allowing me to serve as their Secretary of State. And I know that sounds like a political answer, but I can tell you it's not, and it's an honor and a privilege, and they're the ones that allow me to do it, and that's why I'm grateful for them.
All right. Question number two. Who is someone, specifically one person, you're grateful for this year?
Well, I am very grateful for my wife, Cindy, and for her commitment to me and our family, and for all the things that she has done for me and that we've been through together.
That's a great answer. All right, number three, what is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
You know, my favorite Thanksgiving dish is the ham that my mother-in-law fixes on Thanksgiving, because it is always exceptional. And we had never had ham for Thanksgiving when I was growing up. We always had turkey, but she fixes turkey and ham, and her ham is just tremendous.
That's exciting. I'm doing ham. So we're doing turkey on tomorrow, and then I'm doing a Sweet Creek brown sugar ham on Friday. So we're doing back-to-back here. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dessert?
You know, my favorite Thanksgiving dessert varies depending on where I am. But I will always say that my mother-in-law's coconut cake, she always fixes on special occasions, is my favorite Thanksgiving dessert because it is remarkable.
All right. I love coconut cake. Good call. Okay, what is the dish you skip and hope no one notices?
Oh, my God. You know, I'm really not a real strong believer in stuffing, but I do eat a little bit of it. But not enough. I kind of cover it up where people think I got more than I did.
Got it. So it's that little baby dollop. You've used the spoon, but it's not a lot. All right.
You know it.
What is your favorite way to eat leftovers?
Well, I just prepare my plate just as if I were eating it for the very first time. So I just take it out of the refrigerator and just prepare it like it's a brand new meal the first time I ever had it.
There you go. All right. Does your family have any Thanksgiving traditions?
Well, they've changed because when Cindy and I first got married, we decided to alternate Christmas and Thanksgiving with our families. And so that's what we have done. But now when we were growing up, we always went to my mama and papa's on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day. And then we would go to my grandmother and granddaddy's on Christmas Eve. And then for Thanksgiving, we would go over during that period of time, either Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday. But the boys would always play football out in the yard, and the men would always go hunting. And that was just a tradition, but obviously that's from years ago.
All right. Who will you be cheering for in the Iron Bowl?
You didn't really ask me that question.
I'm just getting it on record, look.
Yes. Well, let me say this. There's only two words that I use more than any others. And some people would say they're expletives, but all good people who are saved know Roll Tide.
All right. Do you watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade?
You know, I have before. I don't know that I will this year, but I'm excited that the Million Dollar Band is participating. I always love to see the Homewood Patriot Band there. They're one of our best high school bands in the state. But yes, I have watched it several times before.
All right. Number 10, do you go Black Friday shopping?
That would be a negatory.
Have you ever had to get up at a silly time to go Black Friday shopping?
Again, no.
Definitely
not.
That's
a sleep time for me. The only black time on that Black Friday for me is with my eyes closed.
All right. He's blacked out. He's sleeping, guys. Final question, not really a question. I'll give you a moment to wish our listeners a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, I hope that everyone within the sound of my voice will take some time today, tomorrow, Friday, sometime through Sunday during this Thanksgiving season to express to the people that they love and that they care about how much they mean to them and how appreciative they are for the time that they've invested in the individual's life, and that we will all find a way to be more caring and more giving and more forgiving. And I just want to tell you before I go how thankful I am for you, how thankful I am for what you do for our people around the state, what a professional you are, and how gifted and talented you are, and how honored I am to be your friend.
Well, thank you. That was very thoughtful. Thank you. Thank you for your service to our state and your friendship as well. And I almost said Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. You have a blessed day.
Thank you. Y'all take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
All right. That was Secretary of State John Merrill. We're going to be doing these round robin questions with a whole lot of people this afternoon between now and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to, hold on, 334-272-9228 is the call-in number, 334-272-9228. Before we get back into the holiday spirit, so yesterday, Eddie caught a lizard in the studio.
Yes.
And I asked him to keep it for my son because we have an empty tank and he wants some kind of reptile in there. And he failed me. I came in today and there was no lizard.
He was hungry.
But what did happen is we were sitting here in the studio a moment ago and Jay came over my shoulder with a Tupperware container, and inside the Tupperware container is a lizardy snake thing that my son is going to go wild over. So by the way, the first was Jay was all sorts of confused. Jay doesn't always listen to the show. So Jay has no idea why Randall is bringing me reptiles. But thank you from my son. Randall, we're going to go to Will Ainsworth. I cannot stop cracking up. Lieutenant Governor, somebody just brought me a snaky lizard thing for my son.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Just to be clear, it was a surprise, and I can't stop laughing. This is the joy of live radio. Well, thank you so much for calling to participate in our holiday conversation. So what we're doing here is I've got 10 questions, just general holiday questions. I believe you were hunting last year when we did this on before the Christmas break, and you participated in that Q&A. So this is just a Thanksgiving Q&A for real answers, not necessarily political answers, so our listeners can get to know you. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, number one, what is something you're grateful for this year?
Yeah, grateful for a family, grateful for their health. And I got a great wife and wonderful kids, and grateful for all of them and the fact that they're all healthy.
All right. Who specifically is someone you're grateful for this year?
Yeah, grateful for my wife, Kendall. Without her, there's no way I'd be able to serve in politics. Our kids are real involved in sports, going all over the place, and, definitely a team effort. And so very grateful for her and the fact that, because of, her sacrifice, and I'm able to serve the state of Alabama. So very thankful for her.
Awesome. Well, we're all thankful for her for that reason. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Yeah, hands down, deep fried turkey that my dad does. Dad's into deep frying turkeys. Make sure it's not frozen. Don't want to have a huge fire. But yeah, deep fried turkey is my favorite dish.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving dessert?
Banana pudding.
Huh. Interesting. I haven't had banana pudding in a while.
That's on yesterday. It's so good.
And I love it.
That's awesome. What dish do you skip and hope no one notices?
I'm not a big dressing fan. And so, I try to put some on my plate to not hurt anyone's feelings, but certainly am fine with skipping dressing.
Just a little baby scoop of dressing. What is your favorite way to eat leftovers?
I guess warm them up the next day. I don't know necessarily a great answer on that one, but that's usually what we'll do if you're hungry the next day.
So I do sandwiches, and some people do the all over. Okay. Just a little whatever.
You don't do the sandwiches. Maybe I should, though.
Mm, so. They're good. Does your family have any Thanksgiving traditions?
Yeah, so we've started a new one with, Kendall and the kids. This is our third year. We actually come out to Arkansas and celebrate duck hunting.
Oh, nice.
So, on Thanksgiving Day, which is pretty fun.
That's pretty cool. All right. Who will you be cheering for the Iron Bowl?
Oh, that's easy. War Eagle, Auburn. I'm an Auburn grad. Love Auburn. We'll be pulling hard for Auburn, yeah, War Eagle.
All right. Do you watch the Thanksgiving Day parade?
Usually not. I have some. Addie, my daughter, likes watching it, so I have watched it some with her, but I would say I'm probably, like, maybe watch part of it. I've never watched the whole thing for sure, but maybe like 15 or 20% of the time I watch some of it.
Okay. Not a must see for you. Do you go Black Friday shopping?
Never have been Black Friday shopping. Usually I'm Black Friday hunting. So on that, for sure, I'll be hunting with the boys, and usually sometimes Addie goes as well. I usually on Friday after Thanksgiving, I'm going to be hunting.
Hunting, like it. What message, our final question is not really a question, but it's giving you an opportunity just to say happy Thanksgiving to the listeners before we wrap up.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Certainly very grateful to live, in my opinion, obviously, the best state in the country. And despite Joe Biden, we're still the best country in the world. And very grateful for that. Just want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Honored to be your lieutenant governor. And anything I can do to help you, please let me know.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking a break from your family vacation to give us a call and tell our listeners about your Thanksgiving traditions. You have a wonderful trip and a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Have a great day.
All right. That was Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth. And before we go to our next commercial, we have some breaking news here. All three defendants in the Arbery murder trial have been found guilty.
Yep.
So all three defendants guilty in the murder trial.
Yeah, I was not, like I keep saying, I wish more folks take the start. I was not in the jury box. That said, my gut said it looked like guilty. And so to see the jury come back with that makes sense.
So there you have it, if you were waiting for that verdict. We are going to hit a quick break when we come back. Like I said, all 3 hours we're going to be having drop-ins from elected officials. If you want to call and share some Thanksgiving holiday information with us, feel free to do so, 272-9228. Back in a moment.
Listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60 plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Do these creatures bite, Joey?
They can, yes.
John Williams on the line. John Williams, one of my listeners, very, very cool, brought my son a little reptile.
Really?
He's like a snaky lizard thing. He's like a lizard, but he's big, and he's got a snaky tail.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Kind of like some politicians, right?
Kind of like some politicians. Well, if you will indulge me, may I have you answer a couple quick questions before you tell our listeners about how great Mortgage Corporation of the South can help
them? Yes, of course. Fire away.
You will indulge me. Okay. I'm going to ask you a few basic questions. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Favorite Thanksgiving dish is something that my sister has made for many years. And it doesn't sound good, but it's called pumpkin soup.
Mm.
And it is one of those things where you just can't eat one bowl. You can't eat two bowls. I mean, you have to eat like, till you're just like sick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my favorite by far.
All right. What is your least favorite Thanksgiving dish? The one you skip and hope nobody notices?
Dry turkey.
Mm, yeah. If it gets dry, I end up mixing it with sweet potatoes or cranberry.
Exactly. I'm not a real big turkey fan unless it's cooked just right. And, you know, really, I like them better when they've been smoked. You know, a smoked turkey, for me, it just tastes a little better. But I'm not a real big turkey fan.
All right. Who will you be cheering for in the Iron Bowl?
I'm not. I'm gonna be cheering for me to make it through this holiday.
All right, fair
you
enough.
You weren't expecting that one, were you?
I was not. Do you go Black Friday shopping?
I do not. Nope.
Have you ever been forced to get up? Usually it's a lady who forces someone, forced to get up super early to go Black Friday shopping.
Oh, no, not at all. I got suckered in one time with going with my mother and a sister up to the Galleria for Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we were going to be up there for just a little while.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. They're like, you need to go get lost for a little while. I was gone like 4 hours, and I came back, and they were just getting started. I'm like, jeez. So we didn't get back home till like well after midnight, and we started out early that morning.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, I vowed never to ever, 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 ever go on a shopping spree with two ladies ever again, family or not.
So all right.
I'm out of that altogether. I'm not a shopper.
Wise man. Well, I'm going to let you tell our listeners about Mortgage Corporation of the South, and I'm going to ask that as you wrap up, you give them a Thanksgiving message.
Okay, very good.
Is that fair enough?
We can do that. So we'll talk about Mortgage Corporation of the South. By the way, where's your co-host today?
Joey Clark? Or no. my daughter.
Yeah.
My daughter.
Of course.
She is currently at the McWayne Science Center in Birmingham.
Okay.
I've gotten multiple photos from her. She's having a grand old time without me.
Hmm. I kind of liked her on the show with you the other day. So there you go. She wants to have a mansion one day. I like her already. Okay. So Mortgage Corporation South, folks. First off, we're a mortgage and loan center on top of the mountain in Wetumpka, and we've been in business over 26 years. That would be 26 Thanksgivings that we have been on the top of the mountain up here in Wetumpka. And you know, it's been a very, very quick ride. You know, it seemed like just yesterday we were open up downtown in a one-room office, and here we are now, over 26 years later, bigger than ever, and have the best programs, better programs than we've ever had. We have the best staff. You know, I'll talk about the staff for just a minute. We have a dedicated staff, a great team of staff members up here, young ladies that are very serious about what they do, and they're there to help you. When we're talking about one-hour pre-approvals when you want to buy your next home, we're talking about one-hour pre-approvals when you want to refinance your home, whether you want a lower interest rate now or cash out on a cash-out refinance or both. We have all of that available. And then, of course, also for you veterans who served our country, we have a program that is so, so easy. If you're thinking about lowering your interest rate on your home mortgage and you're a veteran, you currently have a VA loan, all you have to do is call us. Let us know what your interest rate is, and we can tell you what your new rate can be. And then if you decide that you want to do the refi and get a lower rate, that's fine. If you want to get cash out, we can lend you up to 100%. Now, you folks out there who have investment properties, well, we can lend you up to 85%. 85, that's right, on an investment property. That's something new. We hadn't been doing that. That's something new. And then if you have less than perfect credit, we have equity loans for everyone. So there you go. So whether you need a loan to buy a home or refinance the one you have now or even a loan on your automobile to rebuild your credit, we're just a phone call away. That number up here is 567-9000. That's an easy number, 567-9000, 567-9000. And our company NMLS number is 232-876. We're an equal housing lender. Now, for a message to all of you, I want to thank all of you for listening to this show. April Marie has made some changes on the show here. April Marie is now at the helm with Joey is helping her get through all this. I know it's new. There's been a lot of changes. I appreciate everyone, you know, holding out and just staying tuned because I think great things are to come. I hope all of you will just continue next year and do what you're doing now, which is listen to the show, and let's try to make it bigger and better than ever. I thank all of you who have come to MCS this year, and I hope all of you have a wonderful, wonderful, safe holiday. And if you're out there traveling or going to travel, just be safe, and we'll all want to get back here the first of the week and talk again. So that's my message to everybody, and y'all just carry on, and we'll talk again on Monday.
Yes, we will. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving, John.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
All right. Well, that was John Williams. So coming up in the next hour, we're going to have Congressman Mo Brooks. We're going to have Jessica Taylor. And we are going to have a few others. Probably Jim Ziegler in that hour. Joey, I haven't asked you these questions.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a few of these questions before we go to our next break. You ready?
Yes.
Rapid fire. Ready? Something you're grateful for this year.
Something I'm grateful for. I am grateful for this job.
Same here. I am so grateful. This is a dream come true. And you guys, I cannot thank you enough for your prayers for my father. Who is someone you're grateful for this year?
I am very grateful for my grandfather, Ron Skinecki, who I'll see this afternoon, along with the rest of the family. It's special that I get to spend nearly every weekend with him.
Yeah, that's really awesome. I'm going to actually go with this, and this may sound crazy to some people, but I'm really grateful for Olivia, which is the young lady that watches my kids so that I can be here when I come down and travel. And finding someone you can trust with your children and not think twice about it. You know the children aren't going to be a risk. That has been the only way I've been able to do this year. So I'm incredibly grateful for her. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Mashed potatoes.
I love
with a lot
mash.
Of butter and a lot of cheese, maybe even a little sour cream. Ooh. And as I said earlier today, my mother really messed up when she put orange rinds in the mashed potatoes one year, and me and my Uncle Scott were not happy. She never lived it down.
That's quite the addition there, just random addition.
It was not a good move by mom, anyway.
sweet potato casserole, particularly with the marshmallows.
Ooh, that's good. It's
sweet potato. It's tons of butter, brown sugar, layered again and again, and it really could qualify as a dessert. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dessert?
Probably pumpkin pie, or like the pumpkin pie cheesecake my Uncle Bill, the priest, will put together, something like that. And by the way, the thing I would skip is probably the turkey.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like turkey. I'll go with ham. I'll go with anything else.
So you'll notice...
Though I've never had fried turkey, so I might like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think I've had fried turkey either. I eat turkey like on a regular basis. Like I always have turkey at my house just for sandwiches. So my favorite Thanksgiving dessert is going to be the pumpkin pie, but a good pecan pie is also pretty. Dang it, I did it again. The good pecan pie.
Pecan. You're still leaving the P in it. Pecan.
A good pecan.
Pecan
pie is pretty good too. The dish I skip is I don't know why, but we serve peas.
Yeah.
And I despise peas.
Okay.
Cannot eat peas. Favorite way to eat leftovers?
Is you get the mashed potatoes,
mm-hmm.
maybe a little gravy, maybe a little extra cheese. You throw on top some extra sharp cheddar or something. You get like the ham, something you make like it's all in one spot.
Ooh, it's like a bowl.
Yeah, like it's a like a big thing.
Mashed potato bowl.
Delicious mush.
That sounds great. I do the sandwiches. I do the rolls with turkey, cranberry, and then a white cheese, like a Munster or something.
And you don't heat up like the meat in the microwave. You put it on a skillet on a stovetop, and you kind of warm it up that way, spice it up a little bit.
All right. Well, let's see. Does your family have Thanksgiving traditions?
Not really, no. Other than getting together, and we always get together, but no, not any hard, fast traditions in that regard.
We typically do the grateful pumpkin that I mentioned before, which is just writing down what you're grateful for and talking about what you're grateful for. So every single night that we sit together, we do high-low buffalo, so we talk about the high-low. And so for Thanksgiving version is we go around and around the table naming things we're thankful for a few times. So, who will you be cheering for in the Iron Bowl?
Auburn, War Eagle.
See, I'm Alabama.
Yeah, but you didn't even go there. But that's